For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri lawmakers gathered in the Capitol yesterday for the first time since mid-May to hold a special session on crime. The Columbia Missourian reports that Governor Mike Parson says he didn't have the option to wait until lawmakers returned to regular session next year. Like President Trump, Parson has pivoted to focusing on crime as a campaign issue amidst the backdrop of a sinking economy due to the pandemic. Parson is pushing for a number of changes, including changing the law to allow St. Louis to hire police officers living outside the city and increasing the penalties for giving guns to juveniles. Seven people were shot over an 11-hour time span across St. Louis Sunday. Parson and St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson say the changes could help cut the wave of violent crime in urban areas of the state. But black lawmakers representing parts of St. Louis criticized the absence of pushes for systemic police reform. Several state senators introduced a number of other proposed new laws, but they're unlikely to advance because they don't fall within the scope of Parson's call for a special session. The full Senate is expected to return on August 5th and finish their work on the 7th. The House is not scheduled to return until August 12th. Current data trends are suggesting that Columbia's mask ordinance may be having the desired effect of reversing the upward trend of infections in the city. The Columbia Missourian reports that the peak of Boone County's positivity rate so far was 16% during the week from July 3rd to July 9th. The positivity rate fell to 6.2% the week after the mandate took effect from July 10th to July 16th. Last week, the positivity rate increased slightly to 7.2%. Mayor Brian Treese acknowledged the positive impact of the mask mandate in a statement yesterday, noting that the positivity rate has been cut roughly in half. Although the positivity rate has declined, public health officials say anything above 5% is considered unsafe. Around 58% of all novel coronavirus cases in Boone County have involved people under the age of 30. Missouri's most populous county is limiting crowd sizes, ordering bars to close early, and getting tough on businesses as the number of coronavirus cases soars, complicating the start of the school year. St. Louis County Executive Dr. Sam Page said yesterday that the new restrictions would take effect at 5 p.m. on Friday. The announcement came one day after the county reported 523 new positive cases for its largest single-day increase. St. Louis County's total number of cases since the pandemic began now stands at 11,210, more than a quarter of the state's total of just shy of 42,000. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.